A few years ago, school districts in Waukesha, Kenosha, Whitefish Bay, West Allis, and Kimberley paid $200 million in district funds and loans for an investment package called Synthetic Collateralized Debt Obligations. The districts wanted to fund retiree benefits with the gains. But the investments went bad, and now the SEC has ruled that one of the sellers of the packages, RBC Capital, knew the packages were unsuitable and should have better disclosed the risks. The district's attorney, Stephen Kravitz, says he's happy that $30 million is coming back to the schools.
The SEC has said this is a teaching moment for other sellers and packagers of these kinds of investments, or any investment, to not skip a step and to know that what they are selling is suitable for the purchase.
RBC admits no wrongdoing. The firm and another seller of the debt deals, Stifel Financial, also face civil lawsuits from the school districts. And the SEC is still pursuing Stifel. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.